90 for three after 2 days. Where's this game going?
Yes, yeah, it's looking like it's going to be a draw or a shootout for bonus points at the minute, but you never know. You know, hopefully a game maybe set up if we can arrange that, but obviously that's between the two captains, Keezy and Jimmy, so we'll see what happens there.
70 minutes played this morning, tricky conditions once more, but you and Simon Kadish just got through it.
Yeah, it was tricky. You know, they're a sort of team that looked to bowl a lot of dot balls and sort of set ring field, so it was hard for us to score. And yeah, it wasn't easy. The wicket's it's a pretty dead wicket and it's very slow, so it sort of suits their bowlers.
Is it doing much for the bowlers?
I wouldn't say it's doing a huge amount, but as I said, to score it's very hard. It's, you know, it's a dead wicket and there's no pace on the ball, so you have to hit the ball, and you know, that's taking a big risk on that wicket.
Water got under the cover, so I guess it started softer than normal. So it's obviously a little bit different to what you're used to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, all these club cricketers have to play on them on wet wickets on Saturdays. You know, you sort of feel for them because it is hard work. So, you know, but at the end of the day, you've got to get on with it and, you know, try and grind as many runs out as you can.
You dropped down the order for this game. What was the thinking?
I think long term, obviously, because my bowling's back now. I've bowled pretty well all summer. I think they're looking at me to bat middle order. And, you know, if I'm fielding it second slip, if I'm opening the batting and I'm bowling lots, it's, you know, mentally it's very hard. So I think they see me as a genuine all-rounder now, which is a massive positive for me and obviously a big positive for the club. And hopefully that just keeps me fresh in sort of all aspects of batting, bowling and fielding.
Because you opened all last season with success. You started opening this year up until this game. What's been different this year as opposed to last year?
Not much. I think the wickets, if anything, you know, we've played in some tough wickets. You know, there's not many opening batters around the country who've got big runs, so I think that's the main thing. The weather hasn't helped. It's been tough to bat, and you know, hopefully we get some sun for sort of last 3 months of the summer and the wickets flatten out for the batters.
Are you disappointed? Because I mean, to open the batting is a prized spot, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously open the batting is a good spot, but as I said, if I'm batting, I'm bowling and I'm fielding, you know, in crucial aspects of the game and all games that I'm going to play, and it is going to be mentally tiring, so I think it'll work well for me and it'll work well for the team as well.
I guess the management suggested to you about dropping to the middle order, or what sort of discussions did you have?
No, it was solely down to them, to be honest. I think they said, you know, they think it might be a good idea for me to do that to keep me fresh, and I said I'll do whatever they want me to do.
Because you do that role very successfully in one-day games as well.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Sort of found my role in one-day cricket as, you know, is batting six and sort of coming in and finishing things off or trying to, you know, win games for us. But as I said, I'm happy to be a genuine all-rounder again and, sure, and to be bowling well, and that's a massive positive so far for me this summer.
Already in tricky conditions, it would suggest that the middle order's already suiting you.
We'll see over the next few days.